Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has once again drawn the anger of Pakistan by accusing it of, quote, not doing it enough to help in the U.S.'s so-called war on terror. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is not having it, though, and he's fired back at the U.S. president's harsh remarks. But what Trump doesn't realize is that his negative tone will backfire and will pivot Pakistan more toward China.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has hit back at US President Donald Trump for what he described as a tirade against Pakistan. Trump, in a recent interview, had criticized Pakistan for failing to do enough to support America's so-called war on terror. But Imran Khan, in a series of tweets, listed ways in which Pakistan assisted the US and was impacted by the war. This could have been the first anti-Pakistan position by the US president after Imran Khan's election to office. And it comes in the line of previous accusations by his administration that Islamabad is falling short of its commitments in fighting terrorism.
It's always difficult to determine the motivation of what Trump says. His thoughts and opinions aren't deeply held and certainly have no basis in the context of history or current affairs. Many of the supplies used by the U.S. in its current and unjust war against Afghanistan, including food and other vital supplies, come through Pakistan. During the Russian war in Afghanistan, Pakistan was the base for the American-backed resistance to Russia. So to say that Pakistan does nothing for the U.S. ignores the critical role Pakistan plays in the 17-year-old war and what it has played historically.
And then there is the issue of Afghanistan. Trump, in his tweets, said, "We no longer pay Pakistan the billions of dollars because they would take our money and do nothing for us, bin Laden being a prime example, Afghanistan being another." That would be the US accusation that Pakistan is supporting Taliban militants in Afghanistan. Pakistan denies supporting the Taliban, who are fighting back against US-backed troops and the US occupation in Afghanistan. Another contention issue is the drone strikes. US's so-called war on terror has included those controversial strikes causing civilian casualties, which Pakistan says violates its sovereignty.
Now, the point Imran Khan has made is that Pakistan has in fact done a lot for the US when it comes to cooperating on countering terrorists. Pakistan has let US use its skies for its controversial drone strikes, which Pakistan says violates its sovereignty, obviously. It's also allowed the U.S. to use its territory to launch attacks against Afghanistan. So is Imran Khan justified at firing back at U.S. President Donald Trump, who says that Pakistan is just simply not doing enough? Here are some stats that prove why Khan is firm in his belief. He stated that Pakistan had suffered over 75,000 casualties and has lost over $123 billion in the U.S.'s so-called war on terror. And this comes despite the fact that no Pakistanis were involved in the attacks, which Washington used as a pretext to invade Afghanistan.
Trump launched his tirade against Pakistan when he was defending his decision to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to the country. He even accused Islamabad of taking money while allowing former Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden to hide in the country. But to many, these are simply excuses for a wider policy in Washington meant to pressure Pakistan for forging close ties with America's biggest Asian rival, China.
The Prime Minister has criticized the U.S. rightly, calling drone strikes inhuman and saying in May of this year that they violate all norms of justice. The U.S. calls payments to Pakistan aid, while Pakistan says it's simply reimbursement for securing the border to assist U.S. forces in Afghanistan. The relationship between the two nations has long been troubled, but Trump, never a diplomat, seems now willing to end it completely. This, of course, is very short-sighted of him, but the U.S. president is nothing if not short-sighted. It could be possibly because of Pakistan's close relations with Iran. There are other countries that are closer, certainly, but Trump has Iran in his sights and will criticize any country that continues to deal with and support Iran.
many were already speculating that the equation of power was changing in South Asia. Pakistan, that had been a traditional regional ally to the US, had already taken steps to approach China and Russia through purchasing arms and sealing major economic deals. Trump's remarks against the present as well as the former Pakistani government should be seen as a sign of Washington's discontent with the country's decision to join the camp of America's biggest rivals.